Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 25, 1806. A big village. The Corps are encountering many villages of Indians as they make their way upriver. The Umatilla, the Walla Walla, and some snakes. The captain's phonetic spelling of these natives' names for themselves often leads to improper identification. Captain Lewis writes today,
"This morning, we collected our horses and set out at 9 a.m. and proceeded on 11 miles to the village of the Pishquitpas. Of 51 mat lodges, where we arrived at 2 p.m., purchased 5 dogs and some wood from them, and took dinner. This village contains about 700 souls. Most of the people were in the plains at a distance from the river as we passed down last fall. They had now, therefore, the gratification of beholding white men for the first time. While they flocked around us in great numbers, though treated us with much respect, we gave 2 medals of the small size to their principal chiefs, who were pointed out to us by our Chippewa fellow traveler, and were acknowledged by the nation. We exposed a few old clothes, my dirk, and Captain C's sword to bargain for horses, but were unsuccessful. These articles constitute at present our principal stock in trade. At 4 p.m. we set out accompanied by 18 or 20 of their young men on horseback. We continued our route about 9 miles, where finding as many willows as would answer our purpose for fuel, we encamped for the evening. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 25, 1806.
The country the Corps are passing through is barren except for sand dunes and gravelly earth. There's no wood for cooking or keeping warm at night. Willow brush makes an acceptable fire for cooking, but not for warming. A dirk is either a long, straight-bladed knife of a type carried by Scottish Highlanders, or a short sword used by naval midshipmen. Lewis obtained a naval dirk for use on the expedition, but inadvertently left it behind and declined to have it forwarded by President Jefferson. The party was equipped with some sort of long knife made at Harper's Ferry, of which no specimens are now known. This may be what Lewis refers to here. The Wahulas, or Walla Wallas, were apparently influenced by both plains and coastal cultures. They possessed numerous horses, but also engaged in fishing. They were located on the lower Walla Walla River and on the Columbia River from the vicinity of present-day Umatilla, Oregon, to the mouth of the Snake River. Tomorrow, a crowded march.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.